This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
I'm Charlie Hodges with Storage Switzerland. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Joining us is lead analyst George Crump. George, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Hey, George, in our last briefing day, I noticed you had a conversation with NetApp about how they are partnering with Amazon AWS. Wouldn't most storage companies consider Amazon AWS as competition?
Yeah, I think a lot of storage companies would, especially legacy storage companies, right? Because one of the things that Amazon does is essentially rent capacity. There's a lot of new companies that have come out with software solutions that sort of enhance what AWS can do. But NetApp is sort of alone in its support of AWS.
So architecturally speaking, how does NetApp, Amazon, how's that partnership work?
What NetApp does is they put one of their products, either a FAS or a V-Series filer, in a direct connect, what's called a direct connect data center partner. These are typically Equinox data centers. And essentially what happens is you have a NetApp product that is, for all intents and purposes, across the street from the Amazon data center. So you have a very, very high performance, very low latency, direct connection from the Amazon cloud into your filer.
But that doesn't sound a whole lot cheaper to me. I thought this was all about driving down costs. How is this cheaper?
There's two ways to look at costs, right? Where Amazon really excels is in the compute architecture, renting CPUs by the second, basically. The value, if you will, is in the data. And so what this model really suggests is go ahead and rent the compute because that's cheap and commoditized and for all intents and purposes doesn't have a lot of value. But keep your data to yourself. So this filer is essentially private to the customer. So it's theirs. It's their data. They're not sharing it with anybody else like you would in the cloud typically. So it's all yours. And so a lot of the contingency we worry about and multi-tenancy issues all go away because this is essentially a private connection to your filer. The data on here is yours. And all the performance capabilities of that particular filer is yours. So what's essentially happening here is you're saying, okay, I see value in my data, but it makes a lot of sense to rent the compute.
So who's the ideal customer for something like this?
Well, I think it's for somebody that is either wants to or is already running a big chunk of their business or even an application in the cloud, obviously the Amazon cloud being the focus here. NetApp supports other cloud providers, but you want to keep your data to yourself. So there's maybe some privacy issues. There's maybe just general concern about other people being able to access the same storage as you do. And there also may be some performance concerns that you don't want other people's applications causing a performance problem with your particular application. So that's one use case, somebody that's already in the cloud or getting ready to go to the cloud, but they want to make sure they essentially have dedicated storage. So the cost savings there is getting much less expensive compute power, but it's still basically keeping the same cost on the storage side. The other customer, and probably the bigger one initially, is people that are going to be doing disaster recovery type of stuff where they want to replicate from a FAS or V-Series that's on-premise and replicate it to a direct connect data center. And then in the event of a failure, they can spin up their applications in the cloud and then have immediate access to their filers.
Does this actually make Amazon, with the partnership with NetApp, does this make Amazon a better opportunity for businesses, especially those who need to have that fast recovery in a disaster?
To me, it would really knock down some of the barriers that people face when they think about moving their applications to the cloud, right? One of the main reasons you move an application to the cloud is that you don't need a lot of processing power all the time, but sometimes you need a lot of processing power. So maybe you're seasonal or maybe you have a once a month spike. Well, it makes sense to just buy the CPU power you need at the moment you need it, and that's what Amazon does. The overriding concern is my data? Am I sharing it with somebody? Is somebody going to accidentally delete it? Or is somebody else doing something going to cause a performance problem? And so this really solves that problem for those customers. So I think it's not the answer for everybody, but for people that are concerned about that particular issue, it's sort of one more quiver in the arrow of either Amazon or NetApp, because both clearly can win in this situation.
George, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Remember, stop by Storage Swiss a number of times during the day. We have articles, webinars, podcasts, and videos coming at you. You never know when they're coming along, so stay with Storage Switzerland right here at StorageSwiss.com. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.